Pagod ka na ba sa kakahanap na impormasyon sa internet? Sawa ka na ba sa sobrang daming search results na lumalabas sa Google? Nainis ka na ba sa paputol-putol na internet connection? Yun lang ba? Huwag ka nang mag-alala! Narito na ang sagot sa mga problema mo. Live Radio, Librarians on Air sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Yeah, magandang tanghali po UP, kami po yung nakikinig dito sa Live Radio.
Librarian sa radyo.
At excited na excited po kami ngayong tanghaling ito dahil ito po ang ating unang episode natin for the year. Kasi last week, January 4, nag-wrap up po tayo ng ating mga episodes for 2016. By the way, ito po si classmate Eli, boss sa mga kalalakihang librarians, at kasama po natin ang ating mga classmates. Say hi!
Hello! Magandang tanghali po! Annie Lim from the Cataloging and Metadata Services section ng Main Library po! Woohoo! Magandang tanghali! Masaya eh!
Oo nga! Kahit po medyo makulimlim sa labas, syempre maintain pa rin po ang ating kasiyahan. Dahil syempre, makasama na naman po namin kayo ngayong tanghaling ito sa isang matinong usapan tungkol sa ating pong mga aklatan. At syempre, hindi naman natin i-left out kasi meron po tayong kasamang mga associate producers po dito sa booth. Say hi!
Hello, Faye Labiano po ng Cataloging and Metadata Services section at Archives Division po.
Hello, Patricia Concepcion po ng Filipiniana section and Archives section.
At ang busy na.
Magdang tanghali mga classmates, Kati Nazaret po.
Ayan, so natutuwa po kami na makasama po namin kayo ngayon tanghali. At syempre, narinig po kayong bagong boses kanina. Introduce na natin si Patricia. Si Patricia Concepcion po, isa po nating bagong associate producer dito po sa Live Radio. Nagtetrain na tayo ng mga new blood o new breed.
Kasi nga, si classmate Shara, medyo wala pa siya ngayon, naka-leave pa.
Classmate Shara.
Kailangan natin ng help para, yay! Nakita ko, pagpasok natin kanina dito, may pagbabati po sa pintuan ng ating DZUP station. At ito po ang nakalagay, congratulations! Live Radio for Special Citation Award for Outstanding Library Program of the Year. Ginawad ng
Philippine Association of Academic Research Librarians Incorporated or ng PAARL.
So,
yay! Nagtutuwa po kami, nagpapasalamat po kami sa PAARL sa paggagawad po sa Live Radio sa natatanging recognition na ito. Nakausap ko po yung chairman ng awards committee ng PAARL. Sabi po niya, bihirang-bihira na i-award ng PAARL itong Special Citation Award na ito. Dahil usually, isa lang daw parati na Outstanding Library Program of the Year yung binibigyan. Pero sa pagkakataong ito, na-recognize po ang Live Radio bilang isa sa, parang binigyan tayo ng special award sa ating bilang Outstanding Library Program na ini-implement natin dito po sa UP Diliman University Library. O, diba?
At hindi lang yon, fini-feature din naman natin ang mga library dito sa UP system, diba? Mm-hmm. Nung mga nakaraang taon nga, at last year, meron din tayong feature na kinakausap natin sila kung ano yung katulad ng Christmas, diba? Kung ano ang Christmas happenings na doon sa kanilang mga lugar. So, hindi lang po talaga dito isko-iska dito sa UP Diliman, kundi sa Baguio. lahat na hanggang Mindanao. Mm-hmm. So maraming salamat po sa inyong pagbati DZUP.
Abot na abot naman po ang buong UP system, hindi lamang po UP Diliman ang nandito po sa live radio. At syempre, hindi po natin makakasama ngayon tanghali si Classmate Amy dahil po mukhang may hinihika yata si Classmate Amy. Kaya Classmate Amy, pagaling ka lang dyan. Hope you're listening ngayong tanghaling ito. At syempre, kung last week nag-recap tayo ng episodes ng 2016, mga alaala ng mga nakaraan, ng mga favorite episodes natin, ngayon naman, yung final installment, tama ba, ng Libraries and Culture na series natin, ihahabol natin ngayong Miyerkules ng tanghali. So, balikan lang natin, bakit nga ba natin pinag-uusapan ng Libraries and Culture? Classmate Faith, meron ka bang maisasagot?
Nung last October po kasi dapat i-air tong episode na to, and then yun po yung time na may preservation month tayo. So, in-align po namin doon yung series natin. Unfortunately, may unforeseen circumstance, kaya lang po hindi nakapunta yung guest. Pero right now, available na po siya.
Yay! Maraming salamat nga naman. Oh. So, syempre hindi natin palalampasin yung pagkakataon na makausap natin o makilala natin ang executive director ng isang napakahalagang library dito sa Metro Manila, if not for the whole country. So, introduce na natin. No? We feature natin ngayong tanghaling ito ang Ortigas Foundation Library, at makakasama po natin ngayong tanghali si Mr. John Silva, Executive Director of Ortigas Foundation Library, through the phone. So, hello, magandang tanghali po.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello, good afternoon po, Mr. John Silva. We're very happy to have you here with us here at Live Radio. Thank you very much for accommodating or accepting our invitation.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, so we would just like to know more about the Ortigas Foundation Library and how it could cater to clients like us here in UP Diliman. So could you give us a brief history of the Ortigas Foundation Library?
There was a founder, his name was Mr. Rafa Ortigas. Siya ho yung parang businessman that set up all of Ortigas Center. Ortigas Center at one time, Kwanlang yun noon, it was like a field with carabaos and a ranch. Kasi I was going to school sa Lasal Green Hills, saka yan ang nakakita ko. Ngayon, it's like a city, and much of that had to do with Rafa Ortigas' development program. He was also a collector of books. He was such an obsessive collector ng Filipiniana books, anything Filipiniana. That's why we have 23,000 volumes, everything on Philippine history, yes. Philippine culture, etc. Kasi ang kwan niya is feeling is that he wanted all of these books to be put in one library, and then tayo mga Pilipino have to reinterpret ito mga sinusulat, kasi most of them were written by foreigners. So that's what we are. We are a Filipiniana, special Filipiniana library, open to the public 5 days a week and 9 to 5, and our services are free. Lahat, everything in terms of helping researchers, Xeroxing, everything is free.
Wow, that's nice. That's very good to hear. So, where is your library located, sir? Saan pa?
Ortigas Library is located on Ortigas Avenue, right across from the Meralco building. It is on the second floor of the Ortigas building mismo.
Sir, yun po ba yung building na may parang may cross? Rosary?
Yes. In fact, yung cross na yun is the one that's right outside my window.
Wow. That's nice. So alam na natin na window 'yon yung executive director. So coming from UP Diliman, sir, paano kaya kami makakarating sa library po ninyo?
Well, you can either go through C5 or you can go through EDSA. And you both exit on Ortigas Avenue, no? And if you were coming from C5, exit kayo ng Ortigas Avenue papuntang going to Ortigas itself. And then, or if you're on EDSA,
yes,
kakaliwa kayo sa Ortigas Avenue,
yes,
and then you'll see the building.
Oo nga naman, very accessible. Malapit po ito no, sa Meralco building, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is across from the Meralco building.
Okay, that's great. That's good to hear. So, bago po tayo magpatuloy sa ating usapan, mag-break po muna tayo para marami pa po tayong mga nais itanong kay Mr. John Silva, pero mag-break po muna tayo. Ang oras po natin ay 14 na minuto makalipas ang alas 12 ng tanghali. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Samahan niyo kaming mahook
sa isang malaman,
matapang,
at masayang usapan.
Psycho Clock Habits!
6 to 7 ng gabi, tuwing Huwebes,
sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Countdown to D-Day. T-minus 8 hours and 20 minutes.
Walong oras na lang! 10 chapters pa kailangan kong i-review!
So, nang aking buhay!
Pahingi naman ng konting peace and quiet! Pwede!
Okay lang maging expressive, pero kaibigan, isipin din ang kapakanan ng iba. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Nakakatamad naman magbasa ng libro. Mag-internet na lang kaya ako. Ito maganda. Kasyang-kasya to sa 5-page paper ko.
Ang ganda nga ng homework mo. Hindi naman galing sa isip mo. Maging original. Tigilan ang pangongopya. Tigilan ang plagiarism. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Live Radio, Librarians on Air. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Magandang tanghali, UP! Isko, iska! Nandito na naman po tayo sa Live Radio!
Librarian sa radio.
Radio! So, ang Live Radio po ay ma-awardan ng PAARL. Congratulations po sa Live Radio ma-awardan po ng Special Citation Award for Outstanding Library Program of the Year. Ito po ay awarded by PAARL, Philippine Librarians.
Philippine Association of Academic Research Librarians.
Yeah. Parang hindi kasama doon eh.
Okay lang.
Hindi alam, mahaba. Paal po na lang. Okay. Si Sir John Silva po ang ating guest po ngayon from he is Executive Director of Ortigas Foundation Library. Sir, tatanungin po namin kayo no kasi hindi pa po ako nakakapunta diyan. I-describe niyo naman po sa amin yung facilities at saka mga, alam niyo yung mga equipments. Yung as in, kung parang pag umakyat kami, sabi niyo po, second floor, di ba? Pag umakyat po kami dyan, ano po ba yung itsura ng, ano, meron po bang conference room, may mga ganun? Parang i-walk through niyo po kami dun sa library niyo.
Okay. When you go up to the second floor, syempre, you'll be greeted by our security and then you will be asked to register. Siyempre, we're also very careful about a lot of bags na hindi kailangan. So, you might have to take out your laptop or whatever else you need. And then you will deposit yung bags with our security. You will go in and the first thing makikita nyo is our bookstore and souvenir store. Now, we have so many wonderful products that we sell. Which helps maintenance ng foundation, library.
Mm-hmm. Sir, ang ganda nga ng mga t-shirts, nakita ko.
Yung mga t-shirts, yung mga bags, all of these are images, yung mga old 19th century images, galing yan sa mga libro namin. We recycle all these beautiful images to bags and t-shirts. So pagpasok mo, there's there is a reception area where people can sit, people can do their Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. people can do their cell phone, lahat. And then further on, meron kaming parang reading research area. It has about 8 tables, mm-hmm. Each holding 4 people each. Mm-hmm. Well lit. That's where you then you approach the librarian, the head librarian, mm-hmm. and then you ask, "What are some of the books?" Because closed library kami, hindi kami open library. Which mm-hmm. means that we will get the books for you, nice. The ones that you want. Mm-hmm. So either meron na yung title or pwede niyo ma-search sa aming computer mm-hmm. what books you may have or what titles we have. And then our librarian will look for them and then give them to you. And you can stay until 5, 6 o'clock and do your work, no? Siyempre, like all libraries, mm-hmm. we do not allow eating, mm-hmm. We do not allow food, and also we're very nervous, especially kung ginagamit yung, or if you're reading our mga rare books namin, mm-hmm. na we will advise you na wag, do not have any ballpoint pen or anything like that near you, no? mm-hmm. near the papers.
Yes.
So, yan lang, I think we're it's a very nice and quiet place. Meron din kaming mga newspapers, daily newspapers, kung gusto mong basahin ng mga newspapers. Mm-hmm. It really has the feeling of a nice, quiet library.
I definitely agree with that. Nakarating na po ako dalawang beses sa Ortigas Foundation Library, and I must commend the Ortigas Foundation and its staff, kasi pagpunta mo talaga doon, it's very conducive for research, for study. Dahil it's very nice nga, parang very comfortable yung mga furniture, tsaka yes. yung nga, very accommodating din yung mga library staff.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it's I think for me as director, I want to see, and I do see a lot of young people come and use our library facilities. And para sa akin, kasi yung facilities is such a wonderful, quiet, peaceful place to be. Parang walang excuse to do your research, mm-hmm. you know. Walang excuse to just go on Facebook. You mm-hmm. can really do what you have to do.
Mm. Sir, mga research fees, meron ho bang babayaran ang mga gustong bumisita sa inyo?
No, there's absolutely no research fees. We unlike our other libraries, ang aming colleagues, like let's say Lopez Library, they will have a research fee, no, if you ask the librarian. We don't do that because we feel like aming service is for everybody, yeah. and especially for those who cannot afford fees like that. So yung aming other libraries will charge fees. They'll even charge a Wi-Fi use fee, mm-hmm. Which we do not. Mm. Kami, we feel like yung ginagamit namin, yung income namin from the bookstore, souvenir mm-hmm. store, at saka yung income namin from the auditorium, which we have, mm-hmm. Rentals, and plus our conservation work. We do conservation work for private individuals who want to bring in yung mga rare books nila na sirang yung binding. Mm-hmm. We charge them. So all of those income is used to defray or to eliminate any cost for anybody.
Mm, that's nice.
Pero ang major na nagsusupport pa rin po yung si Mr. Rafa Ortigas, yun po ba?
That's right. Ang nangyari is that when the library was formed, and he also passed away, his instructions were na bigyan ng library na malaking what they call endowment. Mm-hmm. Endowment meaning isang pondo na mm-hmm. which we can use kung wala kaming pera.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, I've been with the library for 4 years now, going on 5.
Wow.
In the beginning, ginagamit namin yung endowment, but very little. Mm-hmm. And if we were going to use that endowment completely without always every month, mm-hmm. We can last for maybe about 25-30 wow. years, no?
Tagal.
But what I'm very proud to say is mm-hmm. that now yung ginagamit namin ng endowment is less and less and less because yung income namin from the souvenir store, mm-hmm. from the rentals, mm-hmm. from the conservation work, all of them help in the maintenance of our, and also our salaries. So, less and less and less na namin ginagamit yung endowment, which means that we can now survive for even 50 to 100 years with the kind of endowment that we have.
Kumbaga, self-supporting na yung library, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely. That's, and I think that's always important for me as somebody who's been in non-profit na tayong mga nasa civil society mm-hmm. sa mga non-profits, mm-hmm. our number one priority must always be to be self-sufficient. Yes. Kung hindi, we have a beautiful idea pero walang fondo.
Mm-hmm. Aside from, ano nga pala, sir, kasi na kwento niya na sa amin, na walkthrough niya na kami, eh, how about po yun sa mga library collection? What comprise your library collections po?
Ah, well, I'm very proud of the, again, very happy that during my tenure here, I opened up new areas for collecting. Kasi not only did Mr. Rafa Ortigas give us all of this endowment, meron din kaming what we call an acquisitions budget. So every year, pwede pa kaming bumili ng mga libro mm-hmm. na related to Philippine history or culture. Mm-hmm. So my interest, for example, is it turns out malaki na yung aming collection of children's books. Children's books from the turn of the century hanggang ngayon. Mm-hmm. And in those books are so interesting kasi may mga yung mga children's games that are now no longer being played, like patintero mm-hmm. or different kinds of games and different kinds of toys, Filipino toys na again ginagamit lang tansan or something like that. All of these things are very important in preserving our Philippine culture. So with the children's books, so that's one area na if anybody wants to study or research the lives of children 100 years ago, meron kami. The other thing that I've been interested in is music. So we have records, long playing records of Philippine music, Philippine songs that are now, again, you don't hear anymore on the radio. These are the ones by Villar Records, for example, in the 1950s and the 1960s, Christmas songs and all of these things, all in Filipino. That's another area na music, Filipino music is also very important to keep. We're very strong on World War II history, mm-hmm. and we're very, very strong on martial law history and people power revolution. Mm-hmm. And that's why even more, I am so, we have to really push mm-hmm. our reading public mm-hmm. to go to the libraries, yes. to pick up our books, because we have hundreds and thousands of books, for example, on martial law. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, we have a population, gusto nila, they don't mind burying Marcos. Mm-hmm. You know, we now have a president who has pushed for the burial of Marcos mm-hmm. Vilhigingan. All of this is totally against the history of our country. Mm-hmm. And so, even more so, we feel committed to making sure that people come to our library, people read our books, people read, period. Kasi mm-hmm. hindi tayo reading public. Eh.
Mm-hmm. Sir, na-mention niyo po, actually nakita po namin sa website, meron po kayong dalawang collection na yung kay Jack Neck attorney Rafael Netstrong and
yes,
Professor po at saka Professor Gregorio F. Saide collection.
Yes.
So ano po ito?
Okay.
This is
ito
parang
si Jack,
dinilate
si Jack Netstrong. Jack Netstrong was a book dealer from the United States, and he was one of the biggest book dealers on Philippine history. The reason was why he connected to the Philippine history is his father was a Jewish Jew who came to this country in the 1910s and 1920s and became very successful. And so yung anak niya, si Jock, also developed an interest in Philippine history. Mm-hmm. So he became one of the largest book dealers. When Jock Meltzer died, he had about 9,000-10,000 books on the Philippines. So at that time, Mr. Rafa Ortigas was still alive, binili niya, and that was one of the first major sections of our library. Mm-hmm. The other one is by Professor, what was his name again?
Gregorio Saide.
Yes. This is a FEU professor. He was a history professor, and he also, when he passed away, had about 4,000 or 5,000 Filipiniana books. Binili rin namin yan. And those two collections alone started our Philippine Philippine history and culture collection.
Mm-hmm. Galing. Maganda din pala, no? Makikita natin yung parang pinag-ugatan, no? Pinanggalingan ng collection ng Ortigas Foundation Library ay tatlo. Okay. Oh, kay Attorney Rafael Ortigas, kay Jock Meltzer, kay Professor Gregorio Zaide, na eventually through time na develop natin into a comprehensive Philippine history and culture collection.
Si Prof Zaide pa, eh, di ba ano natin sa Kasyon?
Authority yan sa history.
Authority sa history. Sir, sandali po muna, mag-break po muna tayo. Ang oras na po natin ay 30 minuto matapos ang alas 12 ng tanghali. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa
Kusyante ka bang maraming gustong malaman sa takbo ng industriya?
Empleyado na maraming tanong sa mga karapatan mo?
O di kaya'y manggagawa na nais malaman ang iba't ibang relasyon sa mundo ng paggawa?
Pwes, ito ang programang para sa'yo! Solaire On Air, silip sa mundo ng paggawa. Ihahatid sa inyo ng UP School of Labor and Industrial Relations at ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Last 2 minutes!
Hoy, double time, double effort! Guys, habol pa! Sasakay ka pa ng jeep, gabiyahe ka pa, lalakad ka pa ng ilang minuto, bilis! Takbo! Late ka na, late!
Huwag lagi naghahabol ng oras. Ugaliing maging maaga para makaiwas sa abala. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
OMG! Hi, girl! I'm Smonch.
Bestie, like, what about all this TYM?
BTW, I have a new BF and more BFFs. SMH, ROFL, you know, Ellie naman forevs.
IKR, GQG na nga.
Minsan, magpahinga rin mula sa pagte-text. Ugaliin ang wastong paggamit ng wika. Sulitin ang bawat salita. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Live Radio, Librarians on Air sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Magandang tanghali po, nagbabalik po ang Live Radio.
Librarian sa radyo.
Ito po si Classmate Eli, boses ng mga kalalakihang librarians. Kasama pa rin po natin si Classmate Annie at ating po mga associate producers, Classmate Faye, Classmate Kathy at si Classmate Pat. So kasama pa rin po natin ngayong tanghali over the phone si Mr. John Silva, ang Executive Director ng Ortigas Foundation Library. So nabanggit kanina ni Mr. Silva, ni Sir John, yung mga collections or mga strengths ng Ortigas Foundation Library na meron silang children's books, long-playing music, World War II history collections. They're very strong in that. They're very also strong in martial law collections. Nakakatuwang ano, you know, isipin na meron tayong mga libraries pa rin dito sa Pilipinas na aside from the main library, the Filipiniana book section, ay meron ding mga libraries na may mayamang collection ukol sa panahon ng batas militar, no, panahon ng panunungkulan dating presidente Ferdinand Marcos. So nabanggit din ni Sir John kanina na tama po ba, if I'm not mistaken, you have mentioned earlier that our public is not really a reading public.
Yes.
Oo. So, in your specific, what do you call this? Sa inyo pong library, sa Ortigas Foundation Library, or personally, how would you advocate yung pong pagpo-promote ng reading para po sa ating mga Pilipino?
Well, kasi yung one other thing that I do in my work outside of the library is I go to public schools around the country. Mm-hmm. Tinuturo ko yung mga public school teachers on Philippine history and culture, and how yung Philippine history and culture can be the way to get students interested in education, mm-hmm. and also in becoming better readers.
Mm.
Kasi makikita na talaga namin na the reading scores and comprehension scores of our children is very low.
Mm.
In Mindanao alone, a student can only read or can only understand 3 out of 10 words. So it's very low yung comprehension. And yung comprehension na yan, it's not just because hindi nila mapapasa nila, pero yung comprehension, meaning understanding, mm-hmm. can only come about kung nagbabasa ang bata.
Mm-hmm.
So, my first thing is,
yes.
one, I always say, turn off the TV set.
Mm-hmm.
because I think there's an obsession for watching. In fact, the average child watches 2 hours of television every night.
Oh.
That 2 hours could have been used for reading.
Yes.
The next thing I always say to the parents is the parents should read to the child, or should encourage the child to read, or turn off the TV to read,
mm-hmm.
etc.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no other way. There's no way we can become a reading public automatically or by the work of God. It
mm-hmm.
has to do with talagang opening a book
mm-hmm.
and getting our children interested in reading.
Mm-hmm. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nakakatuwang isipin ano, na hindi lang tayo talagang mga librarians, yung mga teachers at mga librarians nagiging advocates ng mga reading. Nakakatuwang marinig from the executive director of the Ortigas Foundation Library na siya din mismo talagang sinasabi talaga, turn off the TV and transfer your time sa pagbabasa.
And very effective talaga. Promoting reading through Philippine History Collection, sir. No?
Mm-hmm.
Talagang...
The other thing that I'm really also getting very worried about is, of course, our use of our cell phones for Googling, no?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing to be able to Google information, but it's also a bad thing kasi ang mangyayari is we spend a lot of time on our cell phones, just like a lot of time is also spent on television.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, ako nga nahihirapan nga to even read my books because
mm-hmm.
I have so many wonderful books that gusto kong basahin.
Mm-hmm.
But I always get diverted sa cellphone, sa Googling, and even not so much TV,
mm-hmm.
but really sa cellphone ko. And so you have to have that discipline. Kung hindi, the reading public and our reading habits will already, ngayon, it's already low. It will even go lower.
Ay, kung wala tayong gagawin, ano, kung hindi tayo talaga mga ngampanya na, or try to change other people's lives and convert them into the reading culture, ika nga.
Yes.
Sir, nabanggit niyo po kanina, nung nag-walkthrough po kayo sa unang bahagi po ng episode natin, may nabanggit po kayo regarding searching through your library collections. Paano po kami, let's say, nandun na kami at wala kaming idea, pero meron kaming gustong topic na makuha, paano po kami makakapaghanap ng mga libro po sa inyong library?
Well, I think first and foremost, tanungin mo ang librarian natin.
Mm-hmm.
We have a senior librarian. Her name is Celia Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have several others, Justin Hongko and Bea. They will sort of get a sense yung hinahanap nyo, and then they will sort of go through our files, our library stacks, to see what are those things that you're interested in. So there's that's one way. Another way, of course, is through searching,
mm-hmm.
searching our files now on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
But that will only be helpful if, for example, meron kang author name or name title. Kasi kung vague lang, like let's say you say World War II, baka maraming libro na mawawala or will be missed because of the vagueness of your interest, no? So usually ang feeling ko, especially since free naman yung aming service,
yes,
you can ask the librarian exactly what it is you want, and so that then mas clearer on what exactly we will get, the kind of books or documents or photographs or maps na kailangan nyo.
Wow, narinig natin, ano, aside from books, meron pa silang documents, maps. So very diverse ang collection ng library na ito. So sir, follow-up question lang po. Ilan po yung mga gumagamit po ng library niyo at who are your frequent users po?
Well, when I came on mga 4 years ago, we had very few people coming. But then again, bago pa lang, it was just opening up. Nobody knew who we were.
Mm-hmm.
And siyempre, ang only setback lang, ang problema lang namin is that because we are located in a business building,
yes,
like this one, and on the second floor, may pagka-feeling of intimidation ito para sa mga tao, no? It doesn't feel like, you know, if kung pupunta ka sa National Library, eh syempre parang library or any other library. But kami naman, you have to go through this building and then on the second floor, and then you have to go to security. So may pagka-slightly intimidating feeling. Pero, you know, we make sure that we don't scare anybody. It's just, that's the way it is. So we want to make sure that everybody is welcome to the library, and that they can get what they need. I forgot your question.
Who are your frequent users po? Mga estudyante po ba? Mga private researchers?
Okay. Yes, primarily. So now, 4 years later, primarily it's students, and students from the neighboring colleges around our area. For example, our number one customer is the ones from PUP and Jose Rizal College. And the reason is because for them, imagine, you know, they get here, they can sit in our reading room, it's air conditioned, they can do their Wi-Fi, they can do their research, they can do their homework. You know, we don't care whether they even use any of our books, but at least we feel like this is a safe place and a place for them to be able to finish whatever research work they have to do. So mostly college students, but now we are getting researchers from around the country that we receive as our men. And now, thanks to the internet, since we have a Facebook page and we have a website, we also get requests from or information queries from around the world.
Wow.
So, and now it's parang we have, like, let's say 80 to 120 researchers a month.
Wow, that's
which
nice.
To me is a good number. In the beginning, we had like maybe just 10 researchers a month. But again, you know, I'm not trying to make it to be 1,000 a month either, but I wanted to feel like every day meron talagang sumisipot and really using our library. That's all I want to see.
That's a good goal, sir, kasi nga naman, oo, for every operating day, meron talaga kayong client na nakikater. So, kung para po sa mga tagapakinig po natin ng mga ISKO at ISKA dito po sa UP Diliman, mga estudyante po natin, paano po, ano po yung mga requirements, ano po yung mga kailangan nilang dalhin pag bisita po nila dyan po sa library po ninyo?
There's really, except maybe your identity card or whatever
ID,
it is.
No? Yes.
Even that, I'm not sure we even demand to see it. You know, we just want you to sign your name, and then you follow certain rules, which is that don't open any kind of food or water in the reading room. You can only eat that sa labas, dyan sa may hallway. We're very strict because mga EPs and roaches and all of those things get invited and could harm the books. Very, very strict kami dyan. And so We don't allow any kind of eating. Mm. Other than that, you know, we always just welcome people.
Wow.
Siyempre, there are times when we notice that a student falls asleep.
Yes.
and, you know, we check it out first. Na parang, well, you know, he's just falling asleep.
Mm.
We don't want to naman be so bad. But,
yes.
But if the guy is asleep for an hour na, gigisingin namin siya, you know, I think maybe you should, you know,
sleep somewhere else.
But other than that, we don't require anything more but the enthusiasm and interest of people to come into a library. Mm. And you know, I want people to, especially for students, I want them to come to a library and realize, you know, itong mga librarians and the whole thing called library science.
Yes.
It's a dying profession.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want people to think about, you know, this could be another profession, especially for those who like peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Meron nga kami ngayon, OJT, na madre.
She's a nun, madre.
No? Yeah. She's fourth year graduating. She needed OJT.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that, first of all, I find it so cute to have this nun walking around here, helping with the books. And it's because she loves to be in library science because of the fact that she likes it contemplative, yung parang quiet,
yes,
peaceful, ganyan. She can pray while she's handling our books, whatever. But there will be many people who will be called into this profession.
Mm-mm.
But kailangan nila to see what it's all about.
Mm-mm. Oo nga naman, nakakatuwa nga po na isipin na, no, na sa dami ng hulabaloo or marami nang nangyayari sa palibot natin. Meron pa rin naman tayong mga places of sanctuary, quiet places wherein we could just reflect. Aside from churches, nandun naman yung mga libraries natin. Ano? So, oo. Sir, meron pa po kaming mga ilang katanungan maya-maya po.
Sure.
Pero mag-break po muna tayo para po sa ating mga paalala mula sa ating istasyon. Ang oras po natin ay 14 minuto bago mag-alala una ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa
Mapabuhok, balahibo, o kaliskis, lahat yan pwede dito. Kinig na sa Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa. Tuwing Miyerkules, alauna ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Nay,
tay, kumusay ko po?
Nay, nag-text na naman si Kuya.
Nay, tangin mo yung 500. May project ka naman sa school.
Nay, boy!
Masayang magkaroon ng malaking pamilya. Pero, handa ka bang panagutan sila? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Hindi ka ba napapagod o di kaya'y nagsasawa?
Sa ating mga tampuhang walang hanggang katapusan, napahid ng mga luha, damdamin at puso'y tigang.
Alam mo pala yung kantang yan?
Siyempre naman, ma.
Naku, panahon pa namin yan eh. Gusto mo, pakita ko mga tape niyan?
Ayos, mag-soundtrip tayo, ma.
O, sige.
Eto na, eto na.
Walang kupas ang ganda ng musikang Pinoy. Patuloy natin tangkilikin ang sariling atin. Suportahan natin ang musikang Pinoy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Live Radio, Librarians on Air sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Magandang tanghali po, nagbabalik ang Live Radio, Librarians sa Radio! Naka, ano na pa tayo, nag-go na siya, nakangiti. Ito po si Annie Lim at nandito pa rin po kami ni classmate Elijah at ang aming, hindi na KFC eh, KFP.
KFP temporarily.
Oo, temporarily.
Hindi, pero makakasama naman natin si classmate Pat through time, magdedire-diretso dapat. Yan.
Pero nakakatawa itong yung series natin na Libraries and Culture. Kasi nga, ito yung mga libraries na popromote talaga ng Philippine history and culture natin. Imagine ninyo, kung wala itong mga individuals or organizations na to, walang mag-kikip. Hindi lang sila pupunta sa libraries, kung hindi dito sa mga organizations na to. Tulong-tulong tayo para, alam mo yun, yung sinabi nga doon sa website nila, promoting the fascinating story of our nation and conserving its cultural artifacts. Nakakatuwa po yung mission ng Ortigas Foundation. Sir, nabanggit niyo po second set po natin tungkol doon sa conservation services niyo. Sir, yeah. Paano ho ba kunyari mag-a-avail ako? Let's say, isang pamilya po ako, lahat po kami ay writers. Gusto po namin ma-preserve at ma-conserve yung mga nasisira na po namin mga manuscripts. Mm-hmm. So, paano po ba namin ma-avail yung conservation services nyo?
Well, the first thing is to secure an appointment or come in with your manuscript or a book or a map or anything that you need to have repaired. Mm-hmm. And what we usually repairing means, for example, kung na water damage yung document, or kung may mga holes na meaning na may mga there's what they call silver flies, something like that, insects, or other things that are binding, for example, yung mga bindings sa mga old books, kailangan i-repair. So, ipapakita nyo sa aming conservators, and then we will take pictures of it, and then we will talk a little bit among ourselves first, and then tell you that this is what we can do, this is what will be done, and this is how much it will cost. Mm-hmm. Now, ang kwan ko naman is we are, since our conservation services is very, we're reasonable, we want it to be reasonable, we have been able to get a lot of clients who like to, they send us their books, rare books and maps, or they send us their photographs, they send us many things to give it to clean it and to preserve it. Most important is hindi namin na-alter ang libro or documents or anything else. What we're trying to do is to stop any further infestation, to stop any further destruction or coloring na that will destroy the artifact. And then, kung kailangan pa, we can do some retoque, but we are not as hot about that because that is already another level of conservation work, and it gets to be very expensive.
And sir, nakita ko po sa website na marami pong events kayo na ni-held dyan sa libraries or Ortigas Foundation Library. So, sir, meron po kayo before na film showing, mga workshops, workshop ng photography, painting, conservation, at saka book binding. Meron din kayong book launching. So, yung mga book launching, ito ay yung, ito po ba, sabi kasi mga Filipiniana po ba ito? Mga local publications po ba ito?
Well, of course, ang aming interest in terms of book launches and movies and the like are those that are always somewhat connected to Philippine history. The reason is because, para sa akin, the way to get the books more exciting and to get people more interested is to, for example, in the case of an author, like we have invited Jose Siliquan, what's his name? Anyway, we've invited many authors to our readings, mag-reading sila, and they're usually on Philippine history, and then they can sell their books. Mm-hmm. So, ang nangyayari is that the books become alive. Wow. Hindi lang nasa storage, nasa shelves, yes, but makikita ng mga tao, ito pala ang author. Mm-hmm. Ito pala yung thinking niya, why he wrote this particular book. And that kind of connection, para sa akin, I think, gives the a greater interest in reading books and coming to the library.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Sir, invite niyo naman po yung mga listeners natin na pumunta po sa library niyo, mm-hmm, sa Ortigas Foundation Library.
Well, again, I really will be so happy na makita ko kayo lahat, those who have listened to me, thank you, and that you can always call me. My door is always open, even though I'm this director. If you want to know more about the library, you can call us. You can check our website and our Facebook, but just come and visit. Yan na ang mahirap lang is because, you know, Quezon City is UP is far away, and especially in this world of traffic. But if you're ever in the area, or if you ever you want to come down to this part of the world, nandito kami, and we're open to welcoming you, and hopefully you will enjoy, learn, and study in our library.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you very much.
Maraming salamat po, Mr. John Silva, Executive Director ng Ortigas Foundation Library, sa pagsama po sa amin ngayong tanghali.
Yes, sir. Sa uulitin, sir.
So yes. Thank you, and I hope to see you all soon here.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
O baka, naiisip ko na tuloy, baka anytime soon dalhin ko yung LIS 51 or LIS 71 klase ko dito sa Ortigas Foundation Library. Titingnan natin kung kakayanin ng schedule. Pero isa na naman pong matinuusapan tungkol sa aklatan, ang ating pong tayo po'y dumaan ngayon. O, meron po tayong ilang announcements bago po tayo magtapos.
Oo. Hanggang ngayon, available pa rin po ang University Library merchandise. Ito yung I Read, I Go to the Library merchandise. T-shirts are available, only 250, at meron pong mga ball pens, 20 pesos lang po. If you want, for more information, please call Ms. Hilda Lopez or the office po ni classmate Elijah. Yun. Sa local 2861 or 2866, right?
2856.
Ay, 2856. Oh.
At binabati po natin ng advance happy birthday ang ating pong mga kasama sa main library. Sa January 13 po ay magdadaos ng kaarawan si Ate Celia Bocchio. At sa January 14 naman po ang ating pong classmate, si classmate Anthony Atibagos, aka Maruhat or Tonya. Pwede na rin. Basta tinawag mo siya ng ganun, dilingo naman niya.
Oo. Ayun, ang saya-saya naman ang ating usapan ngayon. Maraming salamat po, Sir John Silva, Executive Director ng Ortigas Foundation Library.
At samahan niyo po kami sa susunod na linggo sa isa na naman pong episode ng Live Radio. Susunod po na programa ay Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa. Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig dito sa Live Radio. This is Classmate Eli.
And Annie Lim. Maraming salamat po. Paalam!
Paalam!
Magsama-sama tayo muli sa susunod na Miyerkules dito lang sa Live Radio, Librarians on Air. Discovering connections, connecting discoveries. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!